Corey Iles, Jack Heath. Bummer the Red Sox couldn't get one game away. It's series not, and now two, game five this afternoon. We'll have that for you on our WTPL Red Sox Network. About a 408 pitch. I think Chris Sale's going Bruins and Philadelphia tonight, Flyers, and I think the Celtics open on the road. Hey, you know, recently a friend was telling me about Market Basket, Corey. They had a big on the Seacoast, I think. Market Basket, maybe a month ago, had a big jobs fair. You know, kind of like all these opportunities at Market Basket.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And very few people showed up. And, we talked with George Kapatis, the commissioner, great friend of the show, great partner of the show, Division of Employment Security. They're always trying to get these job fairs, telling people about the incredible opportunities that are out there. I was looking the other day. Just give me a second. Oh, I went into the pharmacy 2 days ago. We were talking about the pharmacy. Maybe it was yesterday. You know what they're offering? A pharmacy technician. It was a Walgreens right out front. It said, if you want to become
somewhere in the, like, 22 bucks, $25.
It was about 20, but they a $1,200 signing bonus, and they'll help you finish to become it. In other words, if you start working there and show up,
they'll send you to school
that you can finish and kind of learn how to finish it. But they were trying to; they were so desperate to get more people in the pharmacy. Well, you know what? Our good friends at Ocean State Jobs Lot. If you've seen them, they're all over the place. Great outfit, from what I hear. I don't know the some of the managers, but we're going to meet a couple: Kara Reddy and Paul Cox. I think joining us GMI Studios on our network of news talk stations. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Where are you joining us from?
We're joining actually from Rhode Island.
Okay. Now, tell us, in our Maine and New Hampshire, you have a lot of locations, correct?
Correct.
How many, Paul, just roughly?
I would say we probably around 20 locations between New Hampshire and Maine.
Wow. Tell us where you're at on getting new members of the team and what you're doing about it and how creative you're being. And you have a big, I think you're going to have one of these job fairs. Tell us about the opportunities and what you want people to know and why they're missing a great opportunity to work for your team.
Absolutely. I'll let Kara fill in some of what our strategy is going forward, including the job fair. But I'll update you a bit about where we are right now. Now the positive news is that last year taught us a lot. And one of the changes we've made is we've become very, very flexible with our scheduling. You know, people have a lot of challenges in their lives right now. Could be school, could be home, who knows. So we're really adapting to our existing associates' requirements as well as anybody new that joins us. We've also been, one of the things that's unique about Ocean State Job Lot is we look for people that are happy, nice people. We're not so caught up in skill sets. For most of the positions. So we're really looking for good people. So one of the areas that we've been lucky in is that since we're not requiring for a lot of our positions very specific experience, we're able to attract a larger group. And we are, you know, like everyone else, we are facing the competitive pressure of salaries between the marketplace as well as min wage changes. But what makes us different, especially in my retail experience, is we're a big pay-for-performance organization. Mm-hmm. So while we have ranges by position, we also quickly recognize our best performers and reward them quickly. So while we have openings, maybe a handful per store, we have a very, very strong retention. So we're lucky in that area. I know, Kara, you want to talk a bit about what's coming up?
Yeah, as Paul mentioned, this last year has allowed us to really re-strategize. We have a great associate discount of 30% for all associates. We also offer a really great associate referral program. So if anyone refers a friend, we either offer a gift card or right now a cash bonus for referring a friend or a family member. So we've been able to strategize and add some tools to our toolkit to be able to attract a workforce and join the team. Mm-hmm. In regards to the hiring event, we have a really exciting hiring event coming up on the 26th and the 27th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in all locations and all markets. And that will allow candidates to just, walk in and talk to a member of leadership or someone from the team, talk to them a little bit more about our benefits, our offerings, our job opportunities. And as Paul mentioned, we're really looking for people. We want to work with people to grow their career, and we want someone to really be willing to join the team and be part of our fun environment.
Kara, and maybe you can tell us why you joined the team originally. And Kara and Paul, I want to ask a question. I was out shopping the other day, and I tend to be a human observer more, just the media storyteller. It's just the way I am. I kind of pick up human intel. And I was watching, I just had to ask one person a question of where something might be, because I'm still one of those people. I get overwhelmed. With the, what aisle would this be in? And it was there was a woman. She was very nice, and she had such a nice smile on her face, and she just seemed to be so happy. And you know, working. And I thought about that. I think some of the component people miss when they look at like joining your team, as Paul said, the opportunities. If you're on the fence, right, thinking, should I go to this job fair, the 26th or 27th? The reason why you may want to is, let's just say you live alone or you live with one person, and you're kind of bored, and you might be getting by, but you just, you know, you want a mission. You want a reason to get up in the morning and join a team and have some fun, because, you know, you don't want to. I just think some people, and I have friends that are going through transitions professionally, and I've seen them get almost depressed if they don't have something to do. And they got to find something to do, and they're having a real hard time finding to do it. Sometimes if you join the right team, you'd be surprised at how much emotionally and physically you just feel better. Does that sound crazy or not?
Yeah, I think it's so true. You know, we are a family business in every way. We're owned by two brothers and a college roommate. We are family all the way. And I've worked for several, you know, national chains in my life. And when we got together as a group, I'm relatively new. I've been with OpenStageJobLot for 8 years. And one of the things we wanted to do is make it that environment you just described, Jack. So when people come in, we want them to feel like they're part of something, whether you're, you know, running a register, unloading a truck, helping a customer. Because we're a family business, it's what matters the most to us. Last year when we were faced with COVID, our CEO, Mark Perlman, literally said to the press, we're putting safety before profits. And he did it from, and our associates felt it. They knew that we were shutting stores to clean them. We did everything to battle. In fact, the state of Rhode Island came in to check. We had the lowest infection rate at that time in the state.
Yeah.
And they came in to see what we were doing.
That's good to hear.
Because we had been so successful. So it's part of what you felt when you were in the store.
Kara, real quickly, why did you join the team? And tell us about this job fair. We have to run in a minute, but tell us what some of the specific opportunities are, where people can really be surprised on the opportunity that's in front of them.
Yeah, I think as Paul mentioned, you know, it's really the family environment. And I think when I think of back when I joined the team around 3 years ago, it was just all about value. You know, I saw the environment both in the stores and even in my job interview. You know, being in an environment where everyone's welcome, ideas are welcome, and it's really about providing not only value to our customers, but to our associates. In terms of the event, you know, we're looking for any individuals willing to join the team. And I think that when people think of retail, maybe they think of part-time. But we're really hiring for all levels of positions. As Paul mentioned, you know, we have great growth opportunities, and a lot of our associates, you know, grow within, you know, their position as well as into, you know, supervisory or even leadership roles. So this is an opportunity to talk to a team member or a member of leadership for full-time positions, part-time positions, as well as even leadership positions. We're really looking for talent that's willing to grow their career and be part of our team.
All right. And if people want to learn more, Paul and Kara, real quickly, for your job fair coming up, you're talking just the, it's around the corner. What's the best way to learn more?
I would take a look at our website. Follow us on social media. We've put all of our advertisements out there. Please feel free to reach out to us directly at careers@osjl.com. Or visit us on our website at oceanstatejoblot.com/careers.
I love how you both like what you do. I can tell in the voice. Paul, Cox, Kara, thank you so much for joining us. Ocean State Jobs Lot. 20 locations in our listening region. Good luck. And I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.